Earlier this week, as the state of Texas moved to kick Planned Parenthood out of the Medicaid program, cutting off funds, Governor Greg Abbott more than hinted that there might be more to come.
The Inspector General says there are more examples of Medicaid fraud by Planned Parenthood. In fact, even the Department of Justice agreed with us on that issue, that what Planned Parenthood has done is they have billed for services that were either medically unnecessary or were not provided at all.
Well, yesterday, another shoe dropped as Texas health officials served subpoenas on Planned Parenthood facilities across the state. The move was unannounced and simultaneous as investigators from the Inspector General's Office of the Texas Health and Human Services Commission arrived at the doors of Planned Parenthood centers in Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio. According to Planned Parenthood officials, state agents took photos, requested Medicaid records, billing information, and employee records. Ken Lambrecht is president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas, and he characterized all this as a fishing expedition.
There are nearly a dozen of our health center locations and medical record storage locations throughout Central and North Texas. The request for documents includes unprecedented and unnecessary information, such as the home addresses of each and every one of our employees.
What exactly are state officials looking for? Joining us now, Brian Rosenthal. He's been reporting on this story for the Houston Chronicle. Good to see you again, Brian.
Good to see you, too. Thanks.
We know that there's been this state investigation into the organization ever since the release of those undercover videos back in July. But you would think that any investigation would precede any move to drop Planned Parenthood from the Medicaid program in Texas. So how closely related are these two events?
It's a great question. We don't exactly know the answer to that because the state has refused to comment about any of this. They say it's an ongoing investigation, and so they can't say anything. I think that there was definitely in the letter in which they informed Planned Parenthood that they were cutting them out of Medicaid, they cited some evidence of fraud and were kind of vague about it, but they did refer to a 2013 settlement regarding Medicaid fraud. So you could say that maybe they felt they already had the justification to kick them out of Medicaid, and now they're looking for more evidence of that.
If I read the subpoena correctly, and you posted it online, it looks like client records are being sought here, too. Are there rules of confidentiality or nondisclosure that have to be followed here, or will the states get the names and addresses and phone numbers and everything, all those personal details of people who have used Planned Parenthood centers?
That is a question that Planned Parenthood is, their attorneys are trying to figure out. What the state says is that, and they actually included with their subpoena a 2003 letter from the federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
I noticed that, yeah.
Yeah, and that letter said that that basically federal privacy laws, HIPAA, does not apply for cases of health oversight activities authorized by the law. So that's the state's argument. Planned Parenthood says that they are not sure that is the case, and their attorneys are figuring out their response now.
There's the possibility that personal records could be reviewed by state officials, some of whom are on record as being opposed to abortion rights, certainly. And you also have the issue of, if not confidentiality with regard to the public sphere at large, the possibility that individuals could be contacted by the state and could be deposed, for example, in the course of this investigation.
That is true, although the subpoena refers to Medicaid records for services related to Medicaid. And as we know, abortion services are not, the abortion clinics don't receive any federal funding for
right.
that. So you would think that maybe they would be, it would not be the abortion services that the records would be released about.
This is an interesting story, and I should ask one more question. Forgive me, Brian. Does this mean that Planned Parenthood is going to fight it, or are they going to go ahead and give over the documents? They did have a deadline of today, but I gather that's been pushed back.
Right. The deadline was 10 a.m., actually, when your show began, but we just reported they have received an extension until next week. So no decision has been made about a response. They're still trying to figure that out.
Sounds like a likely lawsuit. Brian Rosenthal has been covering this story for the Houston Chronicle. Brian, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.